Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The presence of humans can have a significant and sometimes detrimental impact on the land. But as Elizabeth Borer, associate professor of ecology at the University of Minnesota, suggests, animals might be able to help restore some of the damaged biodiversity.
Nearly half of Earth's land surface is covered in grasslands that provide services like soil conservation, carbon capture, animal forage, and recreation. But humans are changing grasslands. Native grazers are being displaced by domestic livestock. The application of fertilizers and atmospheric pollution are increasing the rates that nutrients that make plants grow, like nitrogen and phosphorus, are arriving in grasslands. To predict future changes in grasslands, my collaborators and I compiled and analyzed the results of existing research studies from around the world. But our analyses were limited by the availability and comparability of past studies. To overcome these limitations, a group of us formed a research network called the Nutrient Network, or NutNet, in 2006. Since then, our research group has grown to more than 100 scientists in 17 countries spanning six continents. The idea of NutNet is simple. At sites around the world, scientists replicate the same experimental treatments and measurements year after year. The costs are low, and we each fund our own site's maintenance and sampling. Our final product is unprecedented, a single replicated experiment spanning grasslands in places like the U.S., Switzerland, Argentina, Tanzania, Australia, India, and China. Using this powerful global experiment, we've recently shown that grassland fertilization increases plant growth, but this reduces plant diversity by decreasing the sunlight available for seedling growth. But where grazers increase ground-level light by eating plants, diversity increases. We've shown that diversity matters for services, too. Grasslands with many species produce a more predictable amount of plant mass each year, but fertilizing suppresses plant diversity, making production less predictable among years. NutNet is producing new answers to global ecological questions and is serving as a model of a new open-source approach to global-scale science.
That was Elizabeth Borer of the University of Minnesota. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Hear the breakfast horn in the early morning, drink coffee from a can.